Kia ora, this is your Waitea English News. The chief executive of the Northern Iwi Māori Partnership Board says the demise of Te Aka Whaora won't stop the push for equitable investment in Māori health. Boyd Broughton says the disestablishment of the Māori Health Authority set in motion in Parliament last week represents a lost opportunity. He says the fact the authority was a Crown construct rather than an independent agency made it vulnerable to political whims. Te Taumata Hauora Te Kahu o Taonui covers the largest Māori population of any of the Iwi Māori Partnership Boards and will continue to work with Hauora and whānau ora providers to deliver to its rohe from the Tāmaki River north.
One of our focuses was about getting equitable investment in the north, not just the health dollar, but all the social wellbeing. What would be an equitable investment from the ground? Because it is painfully obvious. When you get to the end of that motorway extension past Warkworth, the level of investment into the land, into the houses, into the people drops dramatically.
Boyd Broughton. With the future of the Tiwai Point aluminium smelter still dependent on the negotiation of a new energy supply contract, owner Rio Tinto is shoring up its relationship with Tangata Whenua in Murihiku. The smelter's community and social performance manager, Dion Williams, who is also a member of the Awarua Runanga in Bluff, says it has invested in a $2 million community fund he chairs. The fund is helping to restore the Waituna Lagoon east of Tiwai Point.
It's a culturally significant area of land, and Tapu Atane is a joint partnership of the four Murihiku Runanga working together. So we put a significant amount of money into supporting that project.
Dion Williams hopes the smelter, the country's largest electricity user, can secure the energy supply deal it needs to continue to operate for years to come. A designer who combines fashion with activism says she's considering a line of red, black and white blankets in response to the government's attack on Māori language, kaupapa and advancements. Paraikete Threads, featuring work with Janine Clarkin, Noah Blankets Company and Mata Aho Collective, opened at Pātaka Gallery in Porirua this weekend. Clarkin from Hauraki Tainui says the show was a chance to look and explore the many aspects of blanket making for Māori going back to the 1800s.
It really celebrates and looks in at like the history of blankets, and I kind of relate back to the through colonisation and through trading, the sheep and the wool arriving here.
Janine Clarkin says wool replaced traditional harakeke because it was just faster and easier to work with. And although it started as a form of colonisation, Māori turned it into a way to protest that colonisation. And that is your Waitea English News for this hour. Turo!